Lagos, Nairobi, Harare, London, Kinshasa, Accra, Cape Town, all over your city, it's Vision View Sports Radio.
For good press on Vision View Sports Radio, and yes, that was Salema, Musa Key, Louis Victory, and that's the Popo remix. And before that, Duncan with Noma Temba featuring MT. And I could think of no better way to try and close out the show than to bring on my sister out there in Uganda, superstar journalist, and at least recently adopted under the name Mpo here in South Africa, Asher Komugisha, joins me on the line. And Asher, thank you so much. You know the Rwandan basketball playoffs are happening out in Kigali, but before we get to that, you were out here in South Africa, and at least I got to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It had really, really been a minute. I think about 4 years, this pandemic, whatever. But yeah, I was glad to be back in Johannesburg and, you know, join the search for gold in this city. I didn't find some, but let's see next time.
Well, you know, gold is in the eye of the beholder, as they say. And the G-Sports Awards, you were out there hosting. Maybe just talk about that for a little bit. What was that experience like?
It was beautiful. Just honored to be in the presence of these incredible women in sports, especially from South Africa. Mm-hmm. You know that the last 1 year has been absolutely stunning for South African women in particular. You know, the netball team, they've done an incredible job. Just thinking about, you know, Banyana Banyana winning the WAFCON, and so many of the Paralympians who did well, right from Tokyo, but also at the Commonwealth Games. So it was just beautiful to be in this space, and big ups to Cass Naidoo, obviously South Africa's first female TV commentator for cricket. She's done, you know, an incredible job over the years, and now is inspiring a new generation of young female journalists to, you know, go for the stars.
None more inspirational than you, my friend. But since we are chatting about sports journalism, you missed out because, you know, you came to South Africa for the G-Sports Awards, and then the Rwandan basketball playoffs went all the way to Game 5, Reg taking on the Patriots, and that's the powerhouse matchup. And we have our representative in Kigali, but the playoffs, just from catching highlights and looking at the reports on it, were absolute fire.
Yes, they were fire. You know, this is what the BAL is bringing to African basketball. Now the stakes are very high. We saw that in season 2, just this year, between March and May, that there were 7 new teams. You know, so that shows you that everyone is investing back home in the leagues, and it's the same here in Rwanda, especially because the playoffs are played here. So the teams, the top teams, they know they must invest a lot of money to make sure that they have their very best. REC, the Rwanda Energy Group, which, by the way, is like an equivalent of ESCO.
We're not getting there. We're not going down that path.
I had to. Some companies are doing great across the country. No, but I'll stick to that story. So, yeah, REC, you know, they maintain their team that played in season 2, won the Sahara Conference in Dakar, but they were very dismal in the quarterfinals. So they wanted to make amends and make sure they come back to the BAL season 3 so that they can continue to grow as a club. The Patriots on the other side signed Chris Crawford, who played for Slack and season 2. Season 1, he played for US Monastir. They got to the final. So it was like really a good import with Kenny Gassana, obviously, legend of Rwandan basketball. But the Patriots, they were not very convincing. REC took a 2-0 lead. They came back, forced Game 5. But unfortunately, REC were the better team. And obviously, big ups to the coach, Henry Minuka. He's qualified 3 teams now to the BAL. Season 1, he qualified the Patriots, and he has qualified REC back-to-back. So big ups to him, and really for Tanzania, which is not known for their basketball talent, he's done well as a coach.
I see the calls on social media for the Rwanda Energy Group to do the right things, because, you know, last year they replaced, well, he was on the assistant coaching bench alongside coach Robert Peck, and this year the calls are from the fans for him to take up that head coaching position.
Yes, exactly. It's something that the leadership have to understand that this is a trained coach who understands, you know, East African basketball. He understands basketball on the continent. He knows he's also a very good man manager. And this is, with all due respect to Robert Park, of course, former NBA player, played for the Denver Nuggets, you know, with Bikemba Mutombo. But this is a whole different ballgame. And you know it, Q. When you're coaching basketball in Africa, it's a whole different group. And we saw that also with Cobra Sport. They were qualified by a Kenyan coach who spent over a decade in Uganda, John Omondi. But then Cobra Sport, when they went to the Nile Conference in Egypt, they hired Manyang, a legend of South Sudanese basketball in Australia. He's even won the OBE award, you know, from the British Empire.
Yeah.
But when it comes to basketball on the continent, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think it's fantastic to get the knowledge of internationally experienced coaches, but the drawback, Asher, and I think it's just a conversation, is that, you know, how much local knowledge do you substitute out? How much technical knowledge? Because knowledge of players is important, and without the knowledge of players and how they react to certain situations, you might get the rotation wrong. You've missed rotation and the BAL costs you a game.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what happened with Reg. Robert Park and the Reg administration, they let go of Pichumanga. Pichumanga, Congolese guy who is about, you know,
maybe 6'11", 6'9", 6'10",
big guy, heavy guy in the paint, dropped, you know, he had a double-double against U.S. Monastir, who were eventual champions, you know, in the Sahara Conference. And you take him out of the playoffs, and you replace him with a player from Senegal who has been averaging 1 point for 5 years. It was a disgrace. And for me, I think that such mistakes cost Reg. They could have definitely gone to the semifinals and maybe looked to better what the Patriots did in season one by finishing number four. So Reg have learned from their mistakes. He came back, he played for them in the playoffs. And it was actually, it was a mismatch playing against Brian, you know, of the Patriots from Kenya. So, yeah, I think, you know, they're looking good. They just have to get their act together and see what they can do in season three.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun just tracking what happens as the road to the BAL and the Elite 16 is going to start tipping off. There's lots of qualifiers happening. And as always, it's great to have your unique and awesome insights, Asher Kamugisha. We've come to the end of my show. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you so much for just making yourself available. And again, you know, there's a reason you're the superstar that you are. I wish you all the best this week.
Thank you so much for having me, and to the rest of your team behind the scenes, well done.
And Ms. Asher Kamugisha joining me on the line as we get to the end of my full court press. Yes, this week it's done. Masters basketball tipping off out there in Brixton, Mandeville, Cheshire Stores in Melrose Arch, out in the Piazza. You can get all of that live basketball action. Remember that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so you got to stay low and keep firing, because we only get one shot at this thing called life. Until next week, I'll catch you courtside. This is Cutie for Life, signing out.
Full Court Press on Vision View Sports Radio.